Okay, it's 4:30. It's time to call to order the Town of Discovery Bay's Standing Park and Recreation Committee regular meeting. Can I have a roll call, please?
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect that all members are present.
Thank you. Now it's time for public comments. Do we have any members of the public online that wishes to address the board? Hearing none, I will close public comments. Then we'll move forward to item C, approval of the draft minutes. Can I get a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve draft minutes.
Second. Motion carries. Or do I need to do roll call?
I think you're fine.
Okay. we'll go to item D, Park and Rec's update, I guess. Bill?
No Park and Rec update.
Oh. Then we'll go to item E1.
Good afternoon. Okay. I'd like to open this up as a discussion regarding funding for potential future landscape enhancement projects. We were advised to bring forth a list of potential projects throughout town. It's a list we originally presented at the November 4th, 2020 Park and Rec Committee meeting to give direction for the per capita grant funds. So as you know in the report, we chose a series of enhancement projects at Cornell for the per capita funds. Now this is an opportunity to kind of lay out the next priority projects that we see, and we broke it out by Community Center, Cornell Park, Zone 8, and Zone 9, and I'll open it up for discussion.
So, I know there's an agenda item tonight at the regular meeting about the exemption.
The NOE for the Prop 68, yes.
Right, so, but this ties into that as far as what we're going to do with the money, correct?
Well, the asterisk ones in Cornell Park and the staff report are the projects that were approved for the Prop 68 per capita funds.
Okay.
Got it, okay.
Okay. So are we going to go through community center stuff first, or?
Well, here's what Monica and I had a lengthy discussion about this. We've got a couple of CIP projects in Zone 8 already, the medians. We're using the Prop 68 per capita for Cornell Park. Zone 9, Ravenswood just got a new play structure, so Mike, think about using funds here at the community center outside the potential future footprint of a new building. So things like lighting, the wall ball area, kind of project.
So outside of a new area, I guess anything that we do like that, is that gonna, if we decide to do something new here or adjust that, is that gonna be money misused or money that we could potentially put in and make it part of a larger project?
In terms of?
Like, I guess, are we putting Band-Aids on stuff until we figure out what we want to do completely with this?
Well, that's a potential depending on what a campus site might look like. Nobody can have a crystal ball in terms of what that might look like.
So I think the bigger issue is if the board moves forward with taking over this area and doing a town office per se, you know, could a lot of these items
fall under that?
In different capacities, if I'm thinking this correctly here.
Some of these items could, because if we were to potentially put in an event center that was a combination event center, things like the barbecue and all the area behind the swimming pool could be a wedding venue area that'd be part of, you know, the overall project. But there are certain things. A lot of the stuff for the community center
could fall
under that.
Yeah.
And even the refurbishment of the parking lot. So
I would say especially the refurbishment of the parking lot.
I mean, I guess my concern is that I think all of these things should be done. I would think that maybe we need to look at, the board needs to start exploring that option of like the campus, so we're not
spinning
our wheels on some of this other stuff and maybe using that money to do some additional items. And then I guess my second part of that is like we're looking at refurbishing wall ball and some other things, but like, what would the actual use of that be if we did refurbish it? Or is there something else that could go there that would be utilized more throughout the community, right?
No, so, I totally understand, yeah. Especially if there's a campus type.
Yeah, I feel like we need to be strategic about what we're doing and how we're spending our money.
Unless, Monica, you feel there's something that's of a higher priority that we're not thinking about.
Well, I just wanted to mention when you said wall ball, that gets used every day, every single day, even in the condition it is. It's very popular. And that area over there, the garden is beyond that. So the people that lease garden plots have to walk through the weeds and the sand and in the winter months through the mud to get there. There's not a designated place for them to go. So one of the things that we had talked about is because that side of the building is obviously the complete opposite from where a campus potentially would be, that if we wanted to do something, you know, we had been asked, so we wanted to respect that, bringing ideas and things that we see need to be done. Perhaps we could do something on that side, but I agree, it's definitely, we have to look at the big picture, but it, I just wanted to comment, that does get used every day.
Who uses it? I guess my other question and concern would be, are we focusing on the community as a whole, or are we only focusing on a small community, because small portion of that community? So, like, is there things here that can be done for every age group throughout the year, or is it only certain percentage of our community that can be done? Like, is there anything here that a 12 to 16-year-old could do at this point?
Well, for example, the wall ball is a wall, the ball wall. is one of those things.
Yeah.
You know, when you bring kids in, they hit against the wall. I mean, even at 6 years old, 7 years old.
Yeah, and the idea was to line it out for tennis and pickleball. We even have kids that use it for as a soccer, for kicking. So I've seen three sports use it. And it's two-sided, but you can't use the opposite side right now because it's got huge missing panels and all of that. It's just an idea.
Okay.
Well, and I'm not going on a limb here. I might be wrong. I can't imagine that as a huge expensive project to do.
No, I think, but when you talk about the area around the wall ball,
that would be a bigger project.
The sandy area, that's a little bit bigger.
I guess I'm just asking maybe for us to be strategic and then maybe get some community input as well, you know, so we're not just assuming, but we're looking at our community and seeing, hey, what do we really need? And then being strategic about how we're spending that money and not just making assumptions, you know, based on what we're seeing. Because I feel like our community has changed a lot, especially in the last 2 years.
Okay.
And so maybe evaluating some of that first.
Sure.
Well, and it's interesting. I've seen that wall ball be used more in the last year and a half, like since probably just before COVID or around COVID, than I ever had.
Yeah.
It's every single day there's somebody on there at different times of the day. So it's out there forever, as you can tell by looking at it. But it's more used now more than ever.
But you don't have any current quotes on it, though, for repair, do you?
No, absolutely not. Yeah, no. Well,
I think that probably at the beginning of next year, probably start looking at looking at ideas for what are we going to do in terms of the new main office.
Yeah.
And that, I think your point is very well taken. The community center stuff should be put on the back burner for any type of major refurbishment. And then once we know what we're going to do, then we invite the community in for some workshops on how to blend that in with something that we know we're doing.
Yeah, I just, again, not to be a, whatever that saying is that I'm going to screw up right now. Yeah, not to keep beating a dead horse.
No, agree with looking at the big picture.
But I just think that we shouldn't just fix stuff to fix it. Like, let's be strategic about it.
Well, there's a difference in fixing something to fix it versus bringing new things in.
Well, agreed. But I mean, again, if we're going to be doing a campus-wide, you know, maybe we need to look at it and go, the wall ball, just as an example. Maybe, yes, it's being used, but maybe if we did like a combination, like kind of wall ball skate park type of thing, it would be a better use of the money and area that would hit a wider population of the community than just the Waldorf. Not that that's what needs to be done, but as an example, right? So,
how bad is the wall now?
It's pretty bad.
It's terrible.
So to me, in my opinion, something like that, I don't think it's a very expensive project. And to put something like that on the back burner for 2 years while we figure this out, it's an easy little fix in my mind.
I would look at these things and go, like, patio furniture and shade we'll use anywhere. Uniform trash and recycle receptacles throughout the property we'll use no matter what. It's something that we could spend the money on, move around, do what we need to do with
it. Well, lighting as well, regardless, right? Lighting would need to...
Yes and no, unless we're going around and changing
pathways
and, you know, we get into the electrical and it's like, well, it's done this way right here, but then we need to change it to have it go all the way around. You're going to end up redoing stuff.
Well, obviously, we're not making decisions right on any of these things. I would like to see a quote on the wall ball fix just to see what it comes back at. You know, if it's something cheap enough and easy enough to do, then maybe we might just say, let's get that done and focus on some other things. Just create the optics that, hey, we're moving forward doing things in the community. You okay with that? Just to get a quote?
I mean, yeah, we could get a quote. I'd also like to see some of those other things that we just talked about too, right? That if we spend the money, we would have spent the money no matter what, right? And it's a no harm, no foul type of thing, you know?
Well, this needs to be a strategic spending of the money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's not in
the
budget.
Normal budget. This is money that would have to be drawn out of, for example, the Hoffman account.
Yeah. But I guess what I'm saying, if we're going to draw money out of the Hoffman account to do some of this, like patio furniture and shade is stuff that we would have probably do no matter what. That's probably not going to change how we're doing it. You know, maybe even remove existing underperforming turf and shrub at the northeast side of property. Like, that probably needs to be done anyways. It's not going to change if we change a campus type of thing.
Except for once at campus, the campus will pay for those things.
Campus. Correct, but the campus could also pay for the wall.
Probably not, but...
Maybe.
Maybe.
Potentially. I mean, if we move stuff and expand stuff over onto that area and they pull that wall area down, now you've spent money on something that's going to get pulled away. Well, I guess again, I'm just asking for us to be strategic and not just spend money.
Your call, so you're asking yourselves. We were asked to bring the laundry list. Here's the laundry list.
Let's move forward to Cornell Park then. Sure. If you want to come back to the community center.
Okay, so obviously the uniform trash and recycling receptacle placed by the barbecue area and the basketball court resurfacing. Those are the goals to get fit into the Prop 68 for capital funds. There are some regular maintenance things like the irrigation pump, the tennis court. Here's one that's getting to be a concern for us, is the playground surface at Cornell. It is a poor place at the moment, but it is
brutal.
How old is it on here?
Yeah, it is probably, maybe 10 years old.
Is this like the rubber surface underneath the playground?
Yeah, it's completely in sections rutted. It, in my opinion, should have never... But you don't know, and technology changes. They have better stuff now. But anytime you put that pour in place somewhere, just to, and for the public's knowledge, where you've got swings or spinning
it
your
just,
feet, the feet, and it just completely
tears it
ruts it. Yeah, it's in bad shape as well.
Well, to me, obviously, that is a must-do project.
Yeah, that's something that I would consider.
I would say baseball field enhancements, like the irrigation of that area. I think it's something that you've said continuously. There's like irrigation problems, which creates other issues.
Correct.
I mean, anything to kind of make that a little bit better, and
the ball field at Cornell Park, not just the field part, but the backstop and that kind of stuff, is really aged out.
Yeah. And that gets quite a bit of use, correct?
Yeah.
You know, I want to add to just kind of food for thought. thought, since we're discussing all this, if we consider doing something with to fix and repair the corn place at Cornell, then that section of town too, that part between applying for Prop 68 and, you know, our hope is the basketball, which we've already been talked about, in the barbecue area, that would actually give that park a really great facelift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To include that with it, which might be a better use of
some of the funds.
Funds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I agree with that.
Have you given thought to adding shade structures over the playground equipment? Like Brentwood has, you know, they have it.
At Cornell?
At any of the parks.
Well, at Cornell there's pretty decent shade, or a tree.
Okay.
Ravenswood, you know, it does have a structure on the actual piece of equipment. Regatta's fairly shaded with trees. Slaker would be the one that I would, but of course that's a county.
Right.
Yeah.
So going back to some of the strategicness, I mean, again, we're also talking about doing this overlay, and I think if we get that accomplished, a lot of this stuff can be dealt with through those funds. But, you know, to me, the pressing issue, if you have deferred maintenance and there's health and safety, especially with kids, then yeah, we need to get that stuff dealt with. And to me, that's a non-issue.
Yeah, and this is just a personal preference of mine, but I'd rather not see Corn Place put back in.
What put
in place at, on playgrounds to put back in?
What would you put in instead?
I would just use natural material, regular wood fiber playgrounds.
Just because of
reasons, and I mean, it's so easy to maintain that compared to the cost for maintaining a Corn Place.
Okay. So what would be your priorities on this?
If I'm looking at Cornell Park.
Yeah.
I'm liking the irrigation, the sports field, the playground surface, and the baseball backstop.
I agree with that.
The play structure, the court
place.
Yeah, it's really good.
That might be a number one.
What would we do with the sports field lawn rehabilitation? Because that's like the cornhole, like the, where's that part?
That would be basically the baseball outfield.
Outfield, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
No, I think those three items that you just addressed are fantastic. We should, get some costs and bring it back to the board and.
Actually, there's four items.
Four items,
yeah, there's four. Because I think that would fix a lot of the problems and maintenance that you're having to do a whole bunch of over there, correct?
Yeah, correct.
It
is our oldest park.
Where did we leave the bathroom issue? I know we had some discussion about it.
Well, the bathroom issue is that it's an open-air bathroom, and it gets filthy because everything blows into it. And then on top of that, it's open 24 hours a day. And it's been getting graffiti on a regular basis. Well, we've been cleaning it up.
Right, but didn't we bring some to the board to discuss, to figure out what we, the board, want to do as far as either...
I thought we were cleaning it, like, once a week, correct?
Twice a week.
But we also talked about possibly shutting him down or revamping him.
Yeah.
Well, there was discussion of shutting, what do we open him or not open him?
Right.
We decided to open him. But then there is a new product out there that is more graffiti-proof, more vandalism-proof, and I think you've looked into that, Bill, and Paul.
Yeah.
If you could just describe that.
So, well, first of all, the problem is it's open 24 hours a day, and even if you lock them, the height,
you can climb through
it. They climb over. And then there is materials that are better graffiti proof. That's not to say they won't do something on the cement or what have you, but
there's also some new legislation coming out that I just kind of glanced over that says we need to keep our park public bathrooms open and accessible 24 hours a day for the homeless.
Awesome.
So that's either
just come out or is coming out and being explored right now.
So maybe a null and void thing anyways, because it's already open air, correct?
Well, the vandalism issue and the graffiti issue is one where, you know, that can be open for 24 hours a day, and that's going to have a lot easier to clean up, a lot easier to,
yeah,
you know, deal with, but it, there's an expense to it.
Is our graffiti issue that big of an issue out here?
We have
that bad.
Seems like it's been late.
I mean, three of the past four or five times that the janitor has been out there to clean.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So that's an issue. Yeah.
We have a tagger that I've sent photos to Lieutenant Johnson, and kind of said, have your guys start working CIs. So he's already assigned it to somebody, so we'll see if we can come up with something. Because it's just not a general tag, it's a moniker tag, so it's catchable.
Yeah.
If it keeps up.
And what about inexpensive video security?
I mean, that's not a bad point.
Well, the problem with that is cost and maintenance, and it's not something you're going to see. It's something that you would go back to look at, so you're not monitoring it. So there, it's not a perfect solution, but it's a...
And it's always a grainy image. Look at that grainy image of a person walking away.
Well, yeah, because it's happening at night more often than not.
Well, I think the list set to the four items for Cornell Park is fantastic, and
agreed.
I definitely love
Sorry,
to see you get some numbers brought to bring back to the board.
I think so too.
For clarity of the minutes, those four items, and correct me if I'm wrong, is baseball field enhancements with new backstop,
yes,
irrigation pump, playground surface tear out and replaced with a better product, and sports field lawn rehabilitation.
Correct.
So Nate. So the Discovery Bay Boulevard Islands, obviously our CIP project for 21-22. That's taken care of. Replacing the landscaping along Seal Way and the Sandpoint Island, just two blocks down Sandpoint.
Mm-hmm.
There's a island there. Yeah, that's what we got for zoning. Obviously, we did the boulevard, Clippers on hold until we know about the grant. There's a couple other mediums too. Obviously, Discovery Point we taking care of too as well in terms of dry skating.
Well, again, we talked about is, you know, I think the priority should be, I'll let Director Porter jump in, anything on either the boulevard or Willow Lake first before you go off on the tangent streets.
Agreed.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
South Point and North Point, to me, would be the last ones. And unfortunately, they're the worst condition, but there's only six homes back there, 8 homes, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
I would love to see your plans for the Willow Lake Island.
Willow Lake Island, yeah, okay.
I mean, that thing is massive.
Yeah.
It is.
And I think that could be something really kind of a creative.
It could be a usable space, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
If it's big enough for,
yeah,
path, bench, that kind of stuff.
I'd be interested to see
light.
That. So we're gonna, are you gonna give us pricing on all of these, or just the Willow Lake and the Discovery Bay?
Well, to give pricing on the Willow Lake, I'd have to come up with some kind of
plan for that.
Creative solution plan.
Okay.
Is the, I'm skipping around a little bit, the front entrance, is that all resolved? The lights and everything?
Nick from Pacific came out, he fixed the right side. That's all up to speed now. There's some type of, I'll say, controller or IP thing. There are several strands on the left side that have been either chewed somehow
does that have to go to the board, or are you guys just going to...
That's a decision made by me based on our abatement, if we have the monies available in Zone 8. Otherwise, it's going to have to be off the money that we come to the board.
Got it.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's not going to be an issue of $1,100.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I believe the rest of the co-drive is a CIP project.
It is a CIP project that is a year out.
Okay.
We have a placeholder out there for 2023.
And Wild is 21-22. Okay,
yes,
so.
That is correct.
Wild will get done in 21-22. Rest of the co in a CIP. So I would like to see just kind of an enhancement around Ravenswood, those corners, the entrance sign in Ravenswood Park, I'd even convert those into a dry skate with plants as well, just make it look all different.
Yeah, again, just to me, as a, even if we were able to just put some fresh bark at all the location where the concrete fencing is.
Yeah.
That in itself would just be a massive improvement,
yep.
And that to be very costly except for the bark.
And that's something I can take out of our typical maintenance.
You know,
I think anything that we can do with dryscape and kind of being less water.
Yeah, incorporate a little bit of that.
Heavy, I think that is a good enhancement to do.
Okay.
I don't think there's a great urgency on the Poe Drive stuff, especially with Pantages going in. Love to see what they do
yeah,
and
yeah.
finish off first.
Perfect.
And then we could match or do something later if it need be.
Yeah. And the other thing I can take out of our regular maintenance budget is the trellises need to be fenced, scraped down, repainted, and freshened up a bit. But other than that, we're paying as well. That Wild Drive, bow, and those corners are very good.
Mm.
And the sore spots. Along with the fencing, if we have order now.
Another slippery slope. I mean, do you patch it or do you go out and
fix
buy
it.
A million of those things? Good list. I like it. So I guess then just the action items for you to come back to the board with.
You. So for clarification here, it's the four projects at Cornell.
Correct.
To get some costs on. Is that where we're stopping, or do you want to at least start thinking about this little like island, some ideas?
I would say start thinking about that. I mean,
okay,
if you're,
sure.
if it's not going to cost you a ton of work.
No,
yes.
I mean, I'll
yeah, of course.
Well, I mean, it's going to, right, but,
well, and
but it's something that needs to be done at some point, correct?
But
I mean, I've already in my head started thinking about it, but I'll try to get something.
But ultimately, is your thought process to have all of the islands on Discovery Bay Boulevard and the island on Willow Lake match as far as theme is concerned?
Match as far as theme. Now, for instance, Willow Lake could have a usable portion of it, which fits into the concept. So, like I said, path, benches, or something of that nature.
I'd be
but
interested to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a neat piece of property right there, and I think we could do something creative besides ice plant. So.
Yeah. Agreed.
I think that should keep you pretty busy for a while.
Does it fit what you're wanting to do in meeting? Like, where you, what you felt you needed direction on from us?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're on the same page in terms of, I'd like to see zoning, those things kind of start coming up to the level of what the median might be, the dryscape, the dryscapes around Ravenswood. I think we're on the same page.
Okay.
And refurbishing Cornell is a kind of sore spot for me.
Yeah.
In terms of maintenance and how it works.
I think, I don't speak for the rest of the board, but there seems to be a sense of motivation and synergy that these are, those type of projects fall into what they want to see done as well.
Okay.
So
part of the good news is the confirmation court has started
yeah.
Today, and they did the community center today, and looked like
And then what will happen is we'll bring those things back to you, this committee, to look at and prioritize, and then we will then, based on that recommendation by you, have to bring it back to the board for any funding that would have to come out of Hoffman money to get approval for the full board to proceed with the project.
And that's awesome.
A lot of hoops, Jeff, there.
That's exciting they started.
Yeah, I know what it is.
And so, and I know we've had this conversation before. It's just having visual, cognitive, I want to see you guys open their eyes up, and if they see something, deal with it. Specifically, you know, and I'm not picking on Zone 9 because I live there. There's been a orange cone on top of the shade structure where the bench or the picnic tables are at over at Slifer.
Okay.
8 weeks, six to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like I see it. And I know they see it. I know that someone has driven over and saw the cone up there. And,
right.
You know,
we'll
just if they see something, deal with it. If there's some trash in the street, just pick it up. And whether it's their responsibility, I don't know. Is that?
It's their responsibility.
Yeah. All right, anything else?
I think so.
Okay, the next one.
Oh.
The next one?
We got more stuff to talk about.
Just kidding.
Community center.
Super excited.
So, I did write a report for this. I'm just wondering, Monica, I were just kind of thinking about the timeline in terms of rebidding the synthetic turf installation around the pool. So, this is the approximate timeline we'd like to see. So, notice for inviting bid on September 28th, site visit October 5th, have a bid opening October 27th, and then get a board approval. Hopefully, we get a decent bid on the 17th. So at the moment, they're about 3 to 4 months out in terms of installation post-bid award. So that should give us plenty of time to squeeze that in before opening of the pool.
And that's more than enough time. Well, never mind. Now that I said it out loud, hopefully it didn't curse us.
Are we just hoping that different vendors participate this time? Or?
Well, yeah, we're going to kind of try to market it to some of those more specific synthetic turf installers. We did actually reach out to the original estimate, the firm that gave us the original $55,000 estimate, and that went up to $80,000. You know, he still came in at $85,000, so we're still right in that ballpark. Yeah.
Did we adjust any? Did we adjust the bid to kind of get some of those people to come in?
The synthetic turf.
Yeah.
Specialties. Well, we're going to reach out to a few. We got a couple other things on the bid to revise, like the materials versus labor.
Yeah.
And, that kind of stuff, so.
And just the overall deadline
and
what it needs to be.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see who comes back. Hopefully that helps.
Yes.
With more of a response.
I mean, the original firm, hopefully they're through their financial business dealings.
Yeah.
They'll be able to submit one, so.
Anything else, Ashley?
I don't think so.
All right. Then at 5:04, meeting adjourned. Thank you.